Have you ever heard yourself saying something like, "You are not leaving the dinner table until you have eaten your dinner," or "Why didn't you eat the school lunch I packed for you?" Or "No, you cannot have a sweetie, it's 9 a.m. and you still haven't eaten your breakfast." I'm sure many parents can relate to at least one of these scenarios, and even more so if your child happens to be a particularly picky eater. As parents, we can often become panicked about our child not eating, and conflict between spouses sometimes arises as a result of different opinions on the matter. We want to speak a little more into this topic on the next Family Matters, so do stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a great question that I'm sure has been in the minds of so many parents at one time or another. It's from a mom who asks, "How can we get our finicky 4-year-old to eat what we put in front of her? Her highly selective eating habits are driving us up the wall. We never allow between-meal snacks, yet dinner time has become a major pain. I see this refusal to eat as disobedience, but my spouse is afraid that making an issue of it will lead to eating disorders down the road. What should we do?" The most important issue facing you right now is the need to achieve some kind of solidarity with your spouse. If you're going to be effective parents, the two of you need to get on the same page. Before doing anything else, find a time and a place where you can get alone and talk about this problem in a rational adult way. Whatever it takes, work your way through to the point where you can agree about the best way to deal with it. As part of that discussion, let your spouse know that there's one point on which you can both rest easy. Responding to your child's mealtime willfulness with appropriate consequences will not cause an eating disorder later in life. Once you're on the same team, you can map out a plan of action. Begin by setting firm guidelines for your child as to what she eats, how she eats it, and how long it may take her to finish a meal. Make it clear that you expect her to eat what you put in front of her. There's nothing wrong with giving her a choice between two equally nutritious options. For example, you can let her select either broccoli or beans as the vegetable for her dinner, but don't allow her to pick between beans and crackers. Most importantly, don't turn meals into power struggles. Just give your child clear, simple instructions about what is expected of her, and then move forward with your normal mealtime routine. If you provide a wholesome selection of foods at a meal and she isn't interested, don't fight over it, make it the main subject of conversation, or force her to sit for hours at the table until she eats it. Just give her a reasonable amount of time to finish her meal. Then, if she hasn't finished her food by the time dinner is over, put it in the fridge and take it out again when she's hungry. Don't be badgered into preparing something specifically for her at every meal, and don't allow her to become stuck in a rut of 3 or 4 foods that are the only thing she ever eats. She won't starve if you hold your ground. Remember, it's critical that mom and dad agree on how to respond to the issue, and that each of you is willing to stick with the program and follow through on the plan. If you don't, the problem will persist and your frustration level will only increase. May we invite you to log on to Focus on the Family's website at safamily.co.za and browse our resources and articles which cover a host of topics, including parenting and the common challenges that moms and dads face. You may find extra reading material that can help you on your journey. We're praying that not only will your preschooler overcome her pickiness, but that as a couple you will grow together as a united front. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.